Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man, we are in business, man. We got phone lines tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Big Mic Drop.
Good.
There is a God somewhere. There is a God somewhere, because Blog Talk Radio was tripping. Let's go. All right, so I'm going to get the number put up because we do have a new number. We always have a new number every time. All right, call in, man, 319-527-6179. Call into the Big Mic Drop, 319-527-6179. We're talking about the 23 people and things that need to stay in 2023. Got Ronnie LaDue in the building, and we rocking and rolling tonight. The mic drop. And we're just getting started. I should have took an old nigga nap today, and I didn't even have time to do that. I was too busy getting the show going. So, yeah, hit that phone line. That number is 319-527-6179. 319-527-6179. We got the show back on the road, man. Thank you, Blog Talk, for getting right. There we go. And Miss Amber got it in the comments as well. So I look forward to hearing from you. We need to get some of the old crew back in here.
Yes, we do.
Yep. So number 13. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just said I missed that.
Yeah. Number 13 was Jada and Will, which goes without much explanation, and Remy and Papoose. So now we're going to move on to number 12, and this is where the show starts getting a little weird. Let's go. Oh. I did the wrong one. Hold on. Call in. I got the number there. There we go. All right. Number 12. Let me get to the number. Let's go. All GOP primary candidates. All Republican primary candidates. They need to stay in 2023. They need to stay in 2023. Have you been watching the debates?
Not really, not much.
Well, you know we're gearing up for the 2024 political season.
I know.
Pretty much it's going to start from here on out until the election. And, you know, they've been having Republican debates. And these people are actually, 40, 50 points behind Trump in some situations. And they just sit on the stage and cry about Trump and complain about Trump. The two front runners were Ron DeSantis, who is totally terribly whack, and Nikki Haley, the old governor of South Dakota, not ex-governor, but the old former governor of South Carolina, former UN ambassador under Trump, Nikki Haley. She got caught the other night flat-footed talking about the Civil War. Now, keep in mind, this woman was the governor of South Carolina. And she had this to say.
Hampshire, during a campaign stop, Republican presidential candidate, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, was asked this question by an audience member. Quote, what was the cause of the Civil War? This is how Governor Haley responded.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president. I wanted to keep your
That's a good thing.
On the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
And in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
No, you've answered my question. Thank you.
Next question.
All right. That was Nikki Haley, the Republican GOP primary front runner behind Trump.
We might be ready for an independent party president.
At some point in time, yes. Because both parties are trash at this point in time. I'm not even going to lie to you. This shit is trash. What's going on in D.C. is horrible. It's terrible. We got Libby in the building. What's up, Libby? She says that most historians say the initial cause was states' rights. Yeah, states' rights was the fundamental cause, but it was states' rights to own slaves or not own slaves. That was what the crux of the whole argument was. And you had what you call, start looking in like the Missouri Compromise and things like that. As more states came into the Union, you had the slave owner states that wanted to bring more slave states into the Union. And then the freed states didn't want any more slave states coming into the Union. So what was being affected was the balance of power in the Senate and the House. So, you know, that was the main issue. But it was all due to slavery. Slavery was the only thing that was not ironed out. Slavery in the banking system was the only thing that was not ironed out during the Constitutional Convention. They didn't have time when they were creating the Constitution to outline slavery because it was such a hot button topic. They would have never even joined the country under a Constitution and probably never won the Revolutionary War if they would have never done that. If they would have discussed slavery or put something in place about slavery. That's why they guaranteed it was going to be a war 50, 60, 70 years later over that issue. That was just one of those things they decided to kick the can down the road, but it was all about slavery. Nikki Haley, the first shots of the Civil War were fired at Fort Sumter, South Carolina. Nikki Haley knows about slavery. She understands about slavery. But I'm going to tell you something about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley isn't who a lot of people think Nikki Haley is. Nikki Haley's real name is Namarata Randhawa. Namarata Randhawa is her real name. Nikki for short, and she married a dude with a last name Haley. But Nikki's parents are Sikh Indians that wear turbans. Nikki comes from an immigrant family, immigrant background, and they immigrated to South Carolina from India. Similar to Kamala Harris. Only thing, Nikki is full-blooded Indian. Kamala's half Jamaican. So Nikki is not what she appears to be or what she acts like. Or is she? Maybe she's showing a little bit deeper meaning behind certain words they use to identify certain people in this country. And I'll keep it like that just to keep it clean tonight. Nikki is Asian Indian American. It's almost, never mind, I'm not even gonna say it. Man, what up, world class in the building? I'm not even gonna say that. Y'all just do your investigation on Nikki. For her to even get up and talk about slavery, it's almost the same. It's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face or not talk about slavery. For them to even be asking her about that and expecting her to come with a answer, it's asinine in my opinion. But it's the same with the Viraswamy dude. The guy that's running against the GOP. He's the other little guy that talks a lot, and him and Chris Christie go back and forth. Chris Christie. Nigga, we ain't had a fat president since the 1800s. Just give up. This ain't the 1800s. Yeah, yeah, man. You too big, man.
He was very dope boy.
Oh, my God, man. They had to get two Air Force Ones for your number. But, yeah. That's number 13, the whole GOP candidates. Number 11. Number 11 is this one you came up with, Ronnie. We're going to have to show the pictures. I didn't believe it till you sent me the receipts. I did not know that there is a whole actual Facebook group dedicated to this, and they got followers.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. So this made number 11 just for the fact of making number 11, because I didn't have any idea. Let's see.
Somebody dropped this fool for me.
And I got Denzel on my soundboard too, man. But what's up with Denzel with the lips, man, thing that he's doing, man? It looked like he ain't got no bottom teeth in.
Yeah. He used to be so good looking. I don't know what this new thing is that he does now.
Pause. That's what they say up there, right? Pause. Well, let's take a look. Let's see. Let's see here. And let me go and put those in here real quick. Let me put those in here real quick so everybody can see it. Meanwhile, while y'all waiting to see that, I will provide you with the receipts that there's actually a Facebook group dedicated to Denzel's bottom lip. I kid you not. The mic drop. I didn't believe it myself either, folks. But you see it right here, Denzel's bottom lip. So apparently as Denzel's gotten older, you know, he's changed the way that he holds his mouth, and it's apparently bothering black women. They've asked that they leave that shit in 2023. Denzel, can you leave the bottom lip bite, whatever you got going on in 2023? Get back with us. Let us know here at the Big Mic Drop. If you can't, man, you might start losing fans. I don't know. Ronnie, you got to go in on this. What's going on with this?
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he thinks it's sexy. He has to think it's attractive because with his reputation of being a sex symbol at one point, he should know what looks good and what doesn't. He can't think that looks good unless somebody has told him that it does. Because why is he doing this in every movie now, every interview?
Yeah, and I got picture after picture that you sent me of this, and I can't get them all up for some reason.
Or maybe he thinks he looks dignified. Or tough or something, getting into character.
Maybe it's a tough guy look or something like
that.
Maybe, you know, he's getting older. Maybe it's a tough old guy look that they're going for. Maybe something of that nature. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, I don't know. It's definitely not the most flattering thing that I've seen. Not the most flattering thing that I've seen. You know, Denzel, get your shit together, man. Get your shit together.
Please.
Get your shit together. Now, I can't pull those other pictures up, but y'all check it out, man. Denzel's bottom lip has a whole Facebook page. The mic drop. What's this phone line doing, man? The phone lines are not lighting up. What's going on, man? Y'all don't want to talk to us tonight, man? Y'all don't have anything y'all want to leave in 2023?
We probably covered everything. We got everything on our list.
Hey, we got damn near everything on our list, man. Look, number 10, this is going to be personal for you, Ronnie, but we're going to do it in 2 minutes, okay? So we're going to do it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. Everybody get drink refilled, go use the bathroom, do what you got to do. We going balls to the wall. No pun intended. No pun intended. But, let me go ahead and put us a little music or video up for the little wait, and we'll be back in a few moments, okay? You got anything for me to go, Ronnie?
Nope.
All right, cool. Mike, rock. Mike, rock. Yo, we back. This the Big Mic Drop. If you're tuning in, the dopest show on YouTube, I might add. The dopest show on YouTube. Shout out to Ronnie. Man, we started this shit, nigga. Started this shit. I just. All right, man. We down to the wire. These are probably the most important things. Some important, some not too important. But they still need to be left in 2023 nonetheless. So number 10 is kind of a trifecta. It was some things that we talked about pertaining to New York City in particular that we needed to discuss, and we need to get all of it wrapped up in one big bundle and kick the fuck out and left in 2023. And that is this. Eric Adams, Jay-Z Day, and migrants. Ronnie, you're on the ground in New York. Your boots on the ground in New York City. What is it like up there under the Adams administration with these migrants?
Well, you know, in the beginning, he was all for it. But now he's totally against it. He feels like everything is being placed on New York City, like, the state itself is not taking any responsibility for these immigrants, that these migrants that are coming in. So it's like he's fighting to keep them out. He's even gone so far, which I think is out of the hands of a mayor. He went over to some of these countries to talk to them and try to tell them don't come into New York. He's not the governor. He's not the president. So I think he's kind of like out of his.
Well, your governor's too busy trying to go on a personal vendetta tour against every dude of power in New York right now. So you have to forgive her.
Eric Adams oversteps a little bit. I think he's been proactive, but I think he does too much.
All right, man, we got a call on the line. We got a caller on the line. This is the Big Mic Drop.
What's going on, Big Mic?
Big Mic. Man, what's going on, man? This man Dreezy?
Yeah, it is.
Man, Dreezy in the building, man. What's happening with you, man?
What's going on? Thank you for having
man,
me.
Man, cooling, man. What's Thank going you on with me. You? Man, good to have you on. Everybody, can you hear Mandrell out there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got you loud and clear, brother. What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, about the, you said everybody on the Republican ticket, the GOP, needs to go?
Yeah, everybody in the GOP primary needs to go.
Well, then who's going to run for president?
Donald Trump.
Trump ain't running for president.
Who's running for president? You know this. Come on.
Donald Trump's not on the ballot anymore. I think two states took him disqualified him.
In Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado is the newest one.
Colorado and Maine took Donald Trump off the ballot and then to stop him from winning. But I think they got, what, 7 electoral votes between the two of them?
Yeah, but still, if he can't run in all 50 states, then how are you going to do that?
You know, you can still write in.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, who's going to write in Donald Trump? Not enough people are going to do that.
You don't think?
I don't think so. Not that. I mean, not, I don't think enough people are going to write him in. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. He got 76 million votes last time. If he's not on the ballot and he's campaigning, who do you think is going to vote for him?
You mean who's going to vote for Trump?
Yeah. Hey, look, Mandrell, I'm going to drop the link. I'm going to drop the link for these last 10 because Block Talk is talking about 60 seconds left. We can finish this conversation, but I'm going to have to get a refund or something from Block Talk because it was going through technical difficulties damn near the whole time.
Not a problem. Yeah, not a problem, man. Yeah, drop the link.
Yeah, I'm going to drop the link. It might get crazy from here on out, fam. We're going to still make it through these next 10. Mandrell, appreciate you for calling. I'm going to have the link in the chat for you.
Not a problem.
Bet. All right, let's get to the comments. All right, we're going to drop the link. Y'all can join the conversation via StreamYard. Me and Ronnie Adu, you on the Big Mic Drop. I'm going to keep plugging the show tonight. I'm going to keep plugging the show tonight. Blog Talk Radio is on that bull. You know what?